Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Beauty, Braids, and Beyond is a Black, women-owned online beauty supply store based in the GTA. Their mission is to break the barriers of beauty and reclaim the beauty supply industry by prioritizing hair education within the textured hair community. Visit beautybraidsandbeyond.com. Use code EXTRAGRAVY20 for a discount today.
And lift
off. You are
off.
Now tuned in to the greatest blood clot podcast in the world.
Blood clots.
You're welcome in advance.
Alfred,
he's fired up. Judgment at the door. We're here for the jokes. Don't do things lazy.
Yes,
it's
yes.
The extra gravy.
I'm Marlon.
I'm Norm.
I'm Alicia.
We got Sean Leon in the building.
Hey.
No long talking. No
he came
long
to
talking.
Burn everything.
Grammy Award winning.
Bop,
Sean
bop.
Leon and his bitch. How you doing, brother?
What's up, y'all?
This guy's different. This guy came straight out the music video. Listen, Burn Everything is out.
Right now.
Herd Immunity Volume 1 is out.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling, brother?
Very good. Very good.
You're looking
very
rich.
Very happy to be here.
Looking healthy.
Man, I appreciate that.
Skin glowing.
Too. You too.
Got that Dennis Rodman. I feel you.
Straight double impact.
This is Demolition Man right
back
here.
Back on my bullshit.
Yeah.
Are you dressed like Demolition Man on purpose?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everything is intentional.
That's
absolutely
crazy.
Everything is intentional.
Have you seen that movie?
No, I don't think
you don't remember
so.
Wesley
I don't know
Snipes?
The movie, but I know.
Wesley Snipes had the blonde hair. Uh-huh. And he was about burning everything. That was his shit.
Oh,
yeah. You gotta burn everything. You know?
What does that mean to you, man? What does that mean? Because I know that, especially right now, putting a song out like that with the feature, I know a lot of people were thinking about some different things.
Yeah, I thought it was the perfect time. Mm-hmm. Not everybody agreed with me, but I thought it was the perfect time.
Why not?
You know, burn everything is me saying that I'm not satisfied with the world. I'm not satisfied with how things are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not. I don't love the status quo. It's also like it's a political movement, and I don't mean apolitical. I mean apolitical.
Apolitical.
It's a little bit over your head, but what I'm saying is it has no interest in politics,
mm-hmm.
and it's because you know I feel like no matter what side wins, the foundation is shit. You know, the world's been built on just pain and trauma.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter who wins, we all lose. We have to actually start anew. We got to burn all
everything.
Of these systems down. You know what I'm saying?
Defund the police, all that.
Bro,
start from scratch.
Bro,
like straight
it's,
up.
It's out of hand, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. There isn't a single, I don't think there's a single one of us that is tapped into what's going on that actually hops on the internet and doesn't think, yo, this shit is getting crazy. It's a
simulation
stuff.
Is simulating.
Bro, it's a circus. It's like, yo, me personally, I like my life offline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like trying to be in the circus. Like,
yeah,
I understand it's entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's a circus with clowns and an audience, and it's about who's can get the biggest, most noise from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about intention. It's not about
how you
purpose.
Get the noise.
It's not about it's become this whole other beast, bro.
Mm.
So for me, I'm like, if I'm gonna say something, now I gotta add to the conversation, bro. I can't just be noise, fam.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Crazy.
But you've always felt this way. This is not a new
kill
thing.
Kill me for it, bro. You guys know.
It's not a new thing.
You know who this is, bro? Yo, you guys know, bro.
This is not a new thing
Yo,
for
bro,
you.
Bro, I just speak my truth. I get beat the fuck up. They leave me for dead. I don't die. I come back around. Somehow I look healthier. And I just keep going, bro.
Because you bet on yourself.
Bro, I always told back home, and so I'm so glad to be here. And I know Alicia, we just met, but these two guys I've known for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like an extremely
April
long time.
420.
Right.
Known Unknown show. I remember you did that show. You came out. It was my first time seeing this nigga.
Mm.
And it's my first time seeing Daniel Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
peacoat. That boy had the jacket up to here singing.
Singing through the coat?
Singing through the coat. He had on like a leather kilt.
Yeah.
And he had a gang of people in the middle losing their fucking minds. And I'm like, who is this nigga?
Yeah.
Had a whole aesthetic and everything with the whole group. I remember it was IXXI at that
discipline.
Time.
Discipline, yeah, yeah. It still is, you know. IXXI is still, it's forever. Like, it's a family. And, you know, all the whole team is like, you know, doing amazing things now in their, of their own.
Huge.
And to see it's from love. That is just great. Yeah. From seeing Daniel Caesar singing behind a peacoat, bro, it blows my mind to see what you guys are accomplishing now. Because if people saw those humble beginnings, and like at times you go to these Toronto shows a lot of times and it's like a small show, and you're in the back of your mind sometimes you're like, what is this doing for them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, other than practice, like, what is this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because you got that Toronto mentality of, like, I'm going to go play ball, but no scouts come to our school.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? What does this mean at the end of the day?
That part can be painful. For
painful.
Sure. We all know, like, across industries, that feeling of, like, damn, there's really no industry here for me.
Right? Yeah.
If you're a photographer, if you make music, if you're running a podcast, if you're, you know, whatever, making clothing, you know. But, you know, what I'll say for me, right, because I was born in Toronto, but I was raised in the East End. Right?
Ajax life?
Yeah.
Ajax life?
Deep End, man. Shout out to Boy Wonder and T-Minus.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. Shout out. Oh, we got to do
Machu.
We got to do like a shout out to block Diesel. Class. Yeah. From every hood and just stack them up with all who
gonna
got say, what.
Yo, all I'm going to say is PHS is crazy stack, bro.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Jordan Evans, Matthew Burnett.
Durham got some.
Boy Wonder team.
Yeah, no. Durham got some. Still.
Corey Joseph.
Oh.
Yeah.
It keeps going.
Matthew
it
Sean going.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
But you didn't stay there.
No.
Parkdale Cartel, baby. What's up?
You went out of high school, bro. I was at Pickering High for a bit. I got kicked out, went to Pine Ridge. Took a whole year off high school, matter of fact.
Being kicked out is like a theme for you.
Yeah, it's a black sheep.
But
it's so embedded in my
in
code.
Your system.
Yeah.
There's so much of that we hear on this podcast. And once again, another East Ender, by the way. We are not biased. We want to put that out there again. Mm-hmm. We will have the West Coast on here, but
West Coast.
That's what you gotta call it now. I don't know what this was. Like,
we gotta find the Bramptonians.
But there's a constant theme of first generation kids wanting to chase an artistic dream and having to leave their home and family to do it.
Right.
And do it the extra hard way, hopping couches, this left, right, and center. Like, you realize how much, did that make you realize how much more important relationships were than money?
Yeah, like family is supreme, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It requires such a sacrifice to spend all this time away when I feel happiest at home. I feel safest at home. I feel like just in like an enormous amount of love at home.
Mm-hmm.
To go outside and be in this circus and like try and provide. You know, my daughter's really like her when she came. I still don't have the words for it. It's almost 8 years. Like, it just completely shifted my perspective on absolutely everything, like, instantly. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I having to sacrifice and commit to this lifestyle, you sort of just learn when you come from Toronto, just to circle back to what you're saying about the shows, like, you sort of just learn to, like, pat yourself on the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You have to, man.
You sort of learn, like, self-love and you don't, like, I've gotten to a point, like, there was a point in my life where I felt so, I want to say, you know, I don't want to be negative, but I want to say almost entitled. Like, I felt like you do certain things, and that's supposed to unlock a certain amount of respect and love from certain people. And then you just sort of, like, keep going, you know? Mm-hmm. But then criteria started changing, and it was different for one person than it was for the other. Yeah, and I realized that this is something I have absolutely no control over.
Facts.
How can I let this control my life?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
A lot of people in Toronto need to hear that.
Bro, I'm going to just do the best I can with my shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to embrace the fact that I feel like a black sheep when I'm in any room. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just going to, develop my own world and live in that, exist in that, and mm-hmm. just sort of bring people in as it goes. And it's not about the entire world being in it. It's about it meaning the world to me. I sound super like I wrote that, but it's the truth. You know what I mean?
I feel like that's the point of artistry, though. Yeah. Like you have to bring people into your world and be unapologetic about it. You know?
I think so, bro. You have to be unapologetic about it if it's art. Mm-hmm. See, we've got trapped mm-hmm. into the mindset of our value is dependent on how a corporation or a brand evaluates or deems us to be worthy. So what I mean mm-hmm. by that is, like, I'm only as fire as, like, you know, a Nike thinks I am, you know what I'm saying? Or like a Balenciaga thinks I am, which is kind of crazy because all these corporations, we've seen them every day. They're just doing dumb shit. They just keep making the same mistakes. They mm-hmm. just about
even the
taking
award shows,
all of our money.
Man,
like,
same shit.
It's just all like fake. Like mm-hmm. it's just like, you know, so it's like, yeah, bro, it's just.
It's almost like a credit system almost, you know? Like,
we've been trained this way, man.
Yeah.
We've been trained this way for a long time. Like,
and social media just makes it worse.
Yeah, well, our generation is the one that's like the guinea pigs of this shit.
Yeah.
Right. You remember Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook
yeah.
would never work in this climate.
Yeah. Mm. Facebook. Facebook groups alone.
Yo, bro.
Politicians.
Yeah, those
finished.
Ones. Yeah.
Finished.
And that's like, and since from there things evolved and we had, you know, the emergence of Twitter and Instagram and these things, like those algorithms, like they dictate so much of our daily lives.
Mm-hmm. But you're not against technology. You actually embrace
bro.
It more than most.
So, bro, it could enrich the human existence, bro.
Facts.
That stuff that we're building at Pupil, I swear to, like on everything, it could enrich the human experience.
I blame movies, though. The whole movies, sci-fi era, that whole thing has jaded people's perception of what technology can be.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Black Mirror, of course, show the downfalls, the bad side. There's always a bad side to everything, you know what I mean? But, man, like, I was just at a Web3 thing last night, an event, and I just started thinking while they were talking about all the endless possibilities in Web3 and, like, Meta with their new headset and all this stuff. I was trying it out, and, like, they had a city basically laid out mm-hmm. in the headset, and you could zoom in, take things out, expand them, all this stuff, and I'm just like, yo, think of how much money you could save as an entrepreneur if you put $2,000-$3,000 into a software. For like, say for example, you do clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go to China
to
find a factory. You don't have to find garments. All that. All these things are in a library for you, and you just go, okay, pick that. And then the person you're putting it on, you could make them whatever size and make sure that the clothes fits to that size perfectly. It's just the possibilities, like you said, endless. Mm-hmm. And you have God's algorithm mm-hmm. that you put out. You've integrated tech with not only like. I see it in the music video. There's a QR code that leads straight to the mixtape and the site.
Yeah. Super dope.
What influenced your move towards tech?
It was two things. One is I genuinely find it fascinating. Mm-hmm. Elements of it that I actually like in my spare time, in my free time, I like look into and research.
Mm-hmm.
And then also being independent, I have to be creative. I have to find ways to maintain the conversation and interest without relying on the metric system that like most people use. Like mm-hmm. I can't compete with an artist on a major label roster that has, you know, a marketing budget and a PR
radio
budget and, you know, it's like I'm playing the Yankees. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Moneyball.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like Moneyball. I'm the Oakland A's. Like I'm trying to, I can't, you know, for people that don't know, it's a movie about Major League Baseball, and it's about this one team, the Oakland A's, that have less money to buy talent than, like, obviously the New York Yankees or the Boston Red Sox. So they find a new way to play the game, mm-hmm. and they end up achieving, like, the longest win streak in Major League Baseball history. I don't know if that's broken now, but at the time. And it's just like that. Like, if I play with, like, the Yankees out there, in here, like, in my mm-hmm. office or whatever, I'm going to lose to the Yankees out there. If I try to compete with, like, do what Drake does or what The Weeknd does, mm-hmm. like, from my vantage point, like, you know, that's what they want me to do, you know, because I'm going to go broke that way, or I won't be able to sustain creativity, you mm-hmm. know. I have to find, we have to be thinking outside the box. Plus, like I said, we'll burn everything. Like, I don't really like the way music is rolled out or consumed or even measured anyway. So yeah. like, why am I subjecting myself to that? Why am I diminishing yeah. this thing that I actually love to do? Like, I would do it for free. Clearly, I've been doing it since, like, yeah. you know, going to my dog's basement and, like, recording there, or my mom, you know, my mm-hmm. mom's crib, whatever.
Yeah, that it's tough right now because, like, I don't know, the way you talk about, like, consuming music, for example, the whole Sweetie thing that's going
oh
around
my
right
gosh.
Now.
What's that?
There's allegedly she sold 2,000 first week or something like that. And
off of her EP.
There's nobody.
And they're
that,
talking about numbers don't lie, but then yeah. you know, you see those numbers and you're like, maybe they do sometimes.
But it's not even that. It's more so like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, we talked about this a couple times where, like, we talked about how much better social media would be if there was no numbers on anything.
That's
if
true.
You just had to mm-hmm. look at some shit and judge if it was fire yourself.
Yeah.
Without likes and all yeah. that views and all that stuff, the landscape would be completely different for a lot of people.
No, yeah. it does for sure change the perspective and people's, like, perception of how good something is, because mm-hmm. it might be amazing, but because it didn't get the views and likes, it's like, maybe it's actually not. They'll question their own taste, you know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, so what, they're getting at her because she's like really popular, but she...
Yeah, well, so like, it was, I think it was like Hitmaka and Sunny Digital, they went and they tweeted some stuff. Sunny Digital, for sure, tweeted that she has so many followers, gets thousands of likes on her photos and her videos, but can't even, like, can only do 2,000 in a week, right? So they're saying that something's wrong. Hitmaka was kind of saying it's the A&R's fault, because the A&R... should have listened to her project and was like, yo, this ain't it, instead of just pushing it out, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's more, for me personally, after hearing it, I personally don't think the mixtape's bad at all. Like, I think it's pretty decent. And I think it's more of they're criticizing her team mm-hmm. because of, like, just different things. Like, obviously, we saw what happened with Takeoff and Migos and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. we know that there's a history there. Mm-hmm. So they're thinking about they didn't think about the optics of that. And mm-hmm. a lot of people are like, I'm not listening to this after what just happened. She's going to be bad-mouthing Quavo. So it's like, that's one thing that'll hurt you. We're in a very tough time right now. That's another thing that'll hurt you. Holidays are coming up. People got their minds on other things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she didn't really roll it out like that. Usually does a grand rollout, got a McDonald's menu, all this stuff. She kind of just said, here it is. So it's like,
it's just the EP. That's why I like, she doesn't really care. But because this is the thing. Everybody's waiting for her album. She's been teasing this album for like years now. So I feel like she's just like, here's the EP. Yeah. Here's some music. I mean, just because I haven't put out anything in years.
Yeah,
but
we could speculate all day. None of us actually know. Yeah. The intention. They could have like a roadmap where, like you said, she has her album in the tuck. She's been working on it.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't, you know,
there's too many.
She really wants to put out music before the end of the year. So hear mm-hmm. a couple songs and a little EP. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not putting a ton of marketing into it because it's really just for me to get off my chest.
Yeah.
And you know, we're gonna focus on this album next year. There's a lot of like, there's so many factors, and then just even as an artist too, it really comes down to like your playlist support.
Mm-hmm.
Too, like on these streaming
it really
sites.
Does.
Like a lot of the reason why certain guys are getting a lot of plays is because when they drop their first, they have like four or five of their songs in like each premium playlist.
Yep.
It's impossible.
And in the
to
top
lose.
Spots as well.
Yeah, it's not about like quality listens. It's about
placement.
Positioning.
Placement.
Mm-hmm. So if she wasn't positioned And also, you know, like, this, if we just keep it a buck, like, she a black woman, so niggas, is everybody happy to see her fail. And
this is my point. Because niggas do this every week,
to
bro.
Death. Like, yeah. Like, I'm, like, you know, just putting out, that's what I'm saying, it's circus shit. Like, just putting out something that you care about.
Crazy, man.
Is, like, enough, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about none of that because you know, I can't. I didn't hear the record. Like,
yeah.
I burned everything just dropped, by the way. But, like, you know, it's just like, that's just how I see it.
Yeah.
And that and that mentality had me just feeling like the black sheep, like crazy, bro. Because I'm like, oh, wait. Nah, y'all, everybody else really cares about, like, your first week numbers.
Yeah.
Like, how many, like, albums we seen, like, do good first week numbers and then by and the then second trash. Week, there was nothing.
Nothing.
Because by the second week, the next Friday, they put a bunch of different songs in those positions.
Facts.
Yeah. Yeah. So they switch it out.
Like, it's just about, if it's just about, yo, it's like picture day at school. It's like, mm-hmm. if it's just about showing up to the gym at 9:15 and now it's your turn for the picture, then cool. But it's not actually like equal distribution. It's like,
yeah.
You mm-hmm. know, it's,
and that speaks to, I think, the work that goes into hearing the music. The work that goes into hearing someone's album is so much less than it was when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You had to line up at the store. Some stores didn't have it. You had to go to the next store.
I love streaming in principle.
Into principle, it's nice.
Bro,
but
I can go listen to, instead of it being like, yo, it used to be artists to put out a record, and that was their record for the year or 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once it was an HMV, I'm showing my age right now. But once it was an HMV, once it was gone, it was gone.
Gone.
Couldn't order that shit off the internet.
Facts.
Yeah.
And you felt away.
And you felt away.
You're like, damn, I should have got that.
So first of all, there's more urgency to cop because it's fleeting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And secondly, when it's gone, it's gone. Now, like, if I want to randomly listen to, like, 96 Hov, I can. Yeah. It's, like, right there.
At any point.
One
time.
Click.
I can listen
click
to
finger.
Everything, yeah. You know? So, like, that's where I go, oh, how could you not be interested in technology and how it intersects with what we're doing, you know? Like, how could... That's the real play. And even honestly, bro, like, I'm gonna say it here, like, again, and I've said it before, PSA, I am not a rapper. Like, I was never a rapper.
Mm.
What I'm building in tech,
I'm just a techie that raps well.
Yo, bro.
Makes music.
I didn't like people just calling me nigga. Like, I like my niggas calling me nigga, but I didn't like just anybody feeling like they could.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different, you know, it's a whole different, we have a completely different mindset because of the era we came up in.
You know? You sound like what Childish Gambino was saying very early days.
Childish Gambino. I was listening to Gambino on the way here.
And Kanye early days, it's like, when you put that label on, it's not even about what you think or what your friends think. It's about what they
Everybody
think,
else
whoever
thinks.
They are. You know what I mean? And how they treat you because of that label. Especially when you consider majority of these rappers are doing way more. Like, way more. These guys are businessmen. They own real estate. They're in tech. They're in all sorts of
different
sectors.
I never
want
to be put in one box.
Yeah. It's horrible. You know?
It's like, I can be multifaceted. Like, absolutely. I can have so many other interests, and that doesn't mean that I'm lesser. Like, my value is
exactly.
less. You know?
Exactly.
Yo, you should do what you love.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, we got one life, you know, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just... Yep. You should do what you love, you know? A lot more people would be, like, happier.
There's a lot of taking away the creative and putting us into niches so that you do stay in one box. Because if you go on TikTok or any of these apps, they tell you, oh, you want to expand your growth? Niche.
Yeah.
Got a
find
niche.
Find your niche.
Find your niche. Stick to it. Be consistent. And you're good. And it will work. It definitely works for a lot of people. But also, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah,
they know what you do. You're the guy that goes like this on TikTok. I don't know that you're Kobe Lame. They don't know his name. You ask anybody what that guy's name is, they go, oh, this guy? They don't know his name.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, you would know his name. You probably know he has a sibling or something.
Like, you know his whole life. Like,
you'd be so much more invested.
What he does.
Fame is definitely different.
Fleeting. Fleeting as fuck, man.
Do y'all want to be famous?
We're gonna play a round of Ox God, the amazing, amazing card music game, the music battle card game. We're gonna draw a card from the deck. Draw a card, what does it say, Norm?
Let's turn this place into church. Play a song where everyone knows the words and can sing along.
Okay.
Ooh. All right. I got one right now.
I got one right now, too. I'm gonna go with mine.
Let's see what you got.
Caucasian's favorites.
Oh boy.
It's a classic right here. She gonna catch you? Why? All this time she was standing there and never took her eyes off me.
You better watch your back or else you're a killer.
Before she turned into a killer.
Oh, that one.
All right. What's your song? I know. Okay, I have Norm's song.
You know I gotta go back in time to my time.
Back in the time.
Okay. You know, everybody's singing this part right here.
Yeah, that's a fact, from the very beginning.
Right? But you know which part I'm talking about.
Oh, I know which part you're talking
just
about.
Just get straight to the breakdown when everyone's waiting, you know?
With his song. I don't even know if
you
I got it right.
It might be. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. She's so mad. She's so mad that was a good one.
It was.
What's your song?
I should have had more time to think. I'm going to do with a hood classic.
If this is what I think it is, go ahead.
Oh, shit.
Meek Mill.
Did she just win it? Did she just win it?
Come on now.
This is what they've been waiting for. Oh, shit.
Get up.
You ready?
That's crazy. Oh, man. He even has the intro for a battle.
I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this. So I had to shine like that, to shine like this. In a matter of time, I spent on some locked up shit. In the back of the paddy wagon, cuff locked on wrist. See my dreams unfold. Nightmare come true.
You trying to marry the game? She said, yes, I do. Okay.
And that wasn't even like, you know?
Matt, come here.
Wasn't even the pinnacle. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished.
Who won that? You got, just a reminder, it wasn't me by Shaggy. Okay. You got Killing Me Softly.
Okay. Fugees.
And you have Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares.
Fugees won.
Woo!
We knew he'd pick his age.
Yeah, I was like, you're just old, yo. Bro, nah, you're old, dog.
You can't hate on that song.
Matt don't know the words. Everybody does it. Nightmares.
He does it.
Shout out that slow jam party.
Oh,
Fugees won. All right, let's go.
We're doing a sponsorship for Ox God. Thank you.
Shout out Ox God.
Ox God, amazing music battle card game that you guys can have fun with your friends. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you saw the little time we just spent on one card and how so fun that was.
I have it, and you know, I bring it to the party and
it's a party.
It's a great time
for sure. If you guys want to play with your friends this holiday season, get yours at www.oxgodgame.com. That's AUXGODGAME.com. Use the code GRAVY and get 10% off. Nah.
No.
I want to be rich.
You want to be famous?
Very. Very fucking famous. Yeah. Give me all the flowers and the fame. I want all the praise.
Yeah. That's all I wanted at a certain point.
Yeah, but when I was younger, I really did, but...
I just look at famous people and it doesn't look fun.
Yeah.
For me, that's what it boils down to.
I've seen niggas like... in the ends with struggles, and I've seen up close, and I've seen billionaires with struggles up close. Mm-hmm. I promise you, shit don't look that different.
Mark. Nope.
Facts.
Doesn't look that different.
Nope.
I'm telling you,
stress
bro,
is stress.
Like, yeah.
It's just like, yo, bro, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
And then you got to add in everybody speculating every move that you do, and, you know, got to worry about the spots that you go to. It's just too much. I'd rather not.
Yeah, like even this is this is a big step for me.
You don't really? Do a lot of these. You
yeah,
do
the
a
thing
lot
is, I could do them because I naturally, absolutely. I lend myself well to them, but I just like, it's got to be right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why I pull up here.
Well, we appreciate you coming.
Yes.
You
know? Respect y'all a lot.
Tis an honor.
Thank you, man.
You know?
What y'all doing is so important, like, that it's happening. Y'all doing it in this building. You know what
this
I'm
building especially, yeah.
This building is legendary right now. You know? It's gonna be an A24 movie about this building.
Yo, this, yeah. Artscape, Daniel Launchpad.
People gonna produce it.
Lock the fuck in, man.
Yeah, shout out to Launchpad.
Lock the fuck in, man. You did 90 BPM, like literally around the corner, no?
Yeah, we shot one of the scenes, the final scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We shot it here and we shot it at the Opera House in the East.
When did things start changing for you? Because I noticed like you were on a steady.
Which way, bro? I swear it should change every day.
Change it for you. Specific, like, bro. Okay, put. I'm around like, Freudian time.
I'm like used to chaos.
But I was going to say, you continuously change. It's bro, not it's like just, you ever stay stagnant in, as on one character. It's continuously
God,
changing.
Bro, not on purpose. I don't wake up and be like, okay.
I'm going to be a new person like, today.
No, bro, I wake up and I go, oh, that's new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. I mean, right?
I have an inner dialogue, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to it like a lot.
I have commentators behind my mirror. That's what I do. That's my thing.
But isn't that just a part of growth, though?
Yeah.
100%. Like,
being able to wake up and be like, oh, I just discovered this part of myself.
100%. I think, like, you know, my daughter was, well, first moving to Parkdale, right? That was insane for me. Then my, you know, meeting my daughter's mom and having my daughter, that was another big shift. I think you've gone mad in life when you're in a movie. That film and that album, dude, I felt a real shift.
That was there. A big shift, right? I personally think, for yeah. your brand.
And then, you know, like more recently, I just started diversifying more.
Mm-hmm.
I started songwriting mm-hmm. for more people, not just myself. Started creating directing for, at the time, I was doing like brands and corporations and like clients, but client work is just so like creatively like slutty.
Draining and annoying.
Slutty.
It's like so annoying.
Like, yeah, man. Like not doing that, bro. Like, no, bro.
It's crazy because they'll be like,
we had some notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, bro. It doesn't happen.
They'll be like, we want your genius. We
suck
want
my dick
you.
From the back. All your.
Hold on. Suck my dick from the back. Yeah.
I should probably turn that off. All right.
There's a few, like, I could go in on that. I'm trying to stay on a positive. But, yo, it's be like trying to build a Fortune 500 from the ground with first-generation immigrant parents, shout out to mom and dad, who gave their everything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, my God, bro. This shit is insane, fam. But I love it, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's chaotic as fuck, but I love it. Like, I feel very confident. Just like when we used to see me at the shows. Yeah. I felt confident then.
Always.
Remember I used to go to those shows, bro? And we used to, like, in order to make money at those shows, because most of them were open mic or the budget was, like, maybe $100.
Maybe.
I needed bread at the time. So we would, like, go and get, like, we go to like the art store and make like little boxes out of material. And then I would go and buy like 50 blank CDs and I would burn the album on the CD. And we would like print like little graphics, throw them in the sleeve and like, you know, sell that product. And at the end of the show, like when people were going crazy, because at the time, if I went to a show, nobody was moving for anybody
nobody.
That was performing.
Nobody. Mm-mm.
And Toronto I would be the only artist that I go there, and it'd be like, yo, it would be lit.
Pandemonium.
You know what I'm saying?
Pandemonium.
It was like discipline. It was like, you know, studying the Black Panthers, like with IXXI in a way. And
they did come in all black. I just wanted to let you guys know. Everybody was in all
there's
black.
There's actual, there's record, there's proof of this. There's documentation. But like, take that, and then at the end of my show, give a speech to the audience and be like, yo, this is what I do. This is what I love. This is how I feed my family. You pay me whatever you think I deserve for this.
Mm-hmm.
On it is my album. Thank you for your time. And people would give me, you know, some people give me a dollar, $2. Some people drop like 20. Some people drop 50. Some people drop 100. And before you know it, this thing that cost me probably like 89 cents per was bringing in like a crazy return on the investment. Mm-hmm. And then it was also just sort of creating like this sort of narrative around like what we were building. And it was like legitimate, even if it wasn't publicized, even if like for whatever reason like Six Buzz didn't report on it, or like CB24 doesn't mention the like the Grammy noms, or like, you know, or like people don't really see the art and the sacrifice that goes into delivering at this high of a level
quality product.
Yeah,
even if that doesn't happen, it's like we are creating the story that when the moment does come, it's like a fucking like, oh shit.
When they look back, it's gonna be like, wait, he was doing all that shit.
Yeah. Bro.
Like, people don't think that way though.
No, more people don't. Bro, there are way more. There are way more independent artists that are amazing at what they do that understand what I'm talking about versus like the people that are like obsessed with all the circus shit.
Flash really in the pan. Flash in the pan shit. Bro. It's no longevity. It's no long-term thinking behind a lot of these plays.
Yeah, bro.
Especially when you have the internet, a place where, like, I can go on a site and find your Twitter from 2008.
Mm.
I could do that. And Twitter didn't exist in 2008. I could go back and do that. So, like, a lot of these things are permanent ink on the internet. And what are you going to leave written behind? Like, realistically.
Yeah.
Bro. Well, that's the thing. Like, people's intentions. Like, you're very intentional in what you do, right?
Yeah,
so, like, you don't just... And even when you release something, whether it gets, you know, becomes critically acclaimed or has this huge following or not, like, I don't ever see you ashamed of any of your work.
No.
And you can't be because it's great work and everybody that catches up to it realizes, oh, shit, I missed out on this gem. You know what I mean?
I won't be ashamed of anything. I'll be highly critical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I listen to my work, and I'm still a pupil. I still have so much to learn. That's part of the reason why life is still lit, still exciting.
Yeah. Yeah,
they say, like, don't grow up, but there's nothing wrong with getting older if you maintain certain...
Like a sense of curiosity.
Yeah, certain things you right learned when you were younger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't want to be a kid forever. You kidding me?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, I'm like, I love being a grown man. Like, fuck. I remember being, yo, bro, you remember being,
being able to do what you want.
Yo, bro, yeah, it's just different.
It's very different.
It's just different. Yeah. Like,
especially when you grew up in an immigrant household. Different life out here.
I love it.
Was on couches, but he was happy.
Yeah, for sure.
He was happy because I know that I was happy as fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't care if I was on a couch. I'm like, listen, I'm doing what I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I go back there,
no,
I can't do what I love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, what are we doing?
How am I gonna get good?
What are we doing
if I can't practice it
exactly
like, all the time?
Exactly. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, do you ever feel like you're just a business compared to, or do you really feel like you're Sean?
No, I feel like I'm
embedded in me.
I feel like I'm an artist, and it's just my primary function.
Mm-hmm.
And like art. For the sake of art, which is like such a stupid life to live, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like I can't help it. It's where my heart is. You know what I'm saying? Like I just love making things that I like, and then sharing them when I feel as though they are a good representation of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really make things for people close to me, and I make things, you know, for myself. Like this long sleeve we made, you know, for myself. You know, I shared it on my social because I like it. We're proud of the work we did.
And, yeah.
You know, I want to shout out the team that contributed to making it possible. You know, but I wasn't even really thinking about like
making,
you know,
it
selling
merch.
It to people. You know, because I wouldn't spend so much time on picking the fabric and actually building it from the ground up. I would just like, you know, go and get a blank T-shirt from like Gildan and just like, you know, make like a cut and paste version, you know, because that's what would yield the biggest return on investment financially, you would think, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're putting less money up. But like, because it's for me, I can't wear anything that's like, you know, if I have the control, it doesn't make any sense, you know? I'm also not like a big like fashion nigga that's like every day of every month I need a new fit and it's gotta be. Bro, I have a rotation of 12 things. I'm like a fucking anime character.
You're like,
I was gonna say that that white fading into blue tracksuit that you have.
Yeah, it's the hoodie, yeah.
I still want that to this day.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
Like,
I get you.
Please
get you
make sure that those are like those albums. Those aren't like those old albums back in the day that you can't
just
buy.
Never have again.
Yeah. They're gone. Like, no, don't discontinue those. I want it. On it.
We're just gonna improve on it. You know, every iteration of the of it gets to be a bit closer to where we want to go. So
those 12 pieces that you have are staples, and it probably makes your life a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah. I was wasting so much time.
Simon Cowell does the same thing. Steve Jobs does the same thing.
Yeah,
like they just—it's
like
it's,
have a uniform.
They don't have time.
When it's circus night, when it's the circus night, yeah. Like an award show or whatever the fuck.
Drippy, drippy.
Yeah, for sure. But like, bro, like
everyday life
on a daily.
Bro. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
Have your parents come around to your artistic endeavors?
Yeah, finally, bro. It's amazing.
When did it happen?
Fuck sakes, it took so long.
Recently.
What? But this is actually going to be exclusive.
Like, one time I sat back, I looked up and like, yo, I think they're proud. Like,
wow.
Yes. And I was like, yo, that's amazing because I put them through hell.
Yep.
Chasing this shit. Yep. Yo, I put my mom through hell. Mom, I'm so sorry, mom. You're so sweet. I love you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just, like, so stubborn. Like, it felt like life or death. And to be honest, it really is, like, you know?
Yeah.
It's really that serious. So
especially at this point.
Yeah, you know. It just always felt that way. Back then, it felt like, you know, I couldn't breathe, bro, coming from the deep end. It just felt like I was drowning out there, man. That's what I call the East End. And as soon as I moved to Parkdale, it was like, oh, shit.
Facts.
Yeah.
Parkdale changed my life.
Oh, yeah. My God. You just there with
is
all...
Is it just because you've seen, like, you've seen more people who are doing things like you?
Yeah, it's like, yo.
Or
like,
understood you?
Uh-huh. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it was where, like, for the first time, I didn't really feel like a black sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. It's interesting.
I mean, when you got guys like Jason walking around going, fuck off! You're like, I'm not the black sheep.
Yeah. I'm very normal.
Especially when we all lived at Parkdale, it was like a bunch of artistic misfits just scattered about the whole
block. Shout out to Jason, bro. Parkdale Cartel, like, we love Jason.
Yeah, we love Jason till this day.
Parkdale Whisperer.
Still asking, you know, can I get a dollar? No. I don't have a dollar. Oh, can I get 10 then? I was like, yo, you
ambitious,
only person that ups Jason. It, you know?
Oh, man, that's great, though. That's great that they've come around, man. Because it's so tough when you're, like, when you're a child of an immigrant and you're looking around at all these other kids that it seems like, oh, their parents want them to do that, and they're supporting them. Why aren't mine supporting me for this? Like,
their parents love them.
Their parents, right? It's a very conflicting thing because you think family's supposed to have your back through any and everything, but
that's not realistic.
It's not realistic.
You know what it is, though, bro? It's like they just want to make sure you're good.
Safety.
They just want to know you're good.
Security.
Mm-hmm. And so when you veer from the path that they're like, no, I was told, like, I come here, you go to high school, you go to a good school, you get a good ass job. You know what I'm saying? And
that has benefits.
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
What is, like, Fruity Loops?
Fruity Loop!
So
you buy it from the grocery store?
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Honestly, that shit, like, I'm not gonna lie. This week, I had one of the biggest events in my life. One of the biggest performances I ever had. Yes. Shout out to the Masha Montana
Rose.
Shout
out to Masha Montana.
Yes.
Oh,
the night before, I received a message from my mother via Facebook Messenger. And it stated, I am saddened to see who you've become.
Oh, shit.
Get the hell out of here.
Mind you, I totally forgot that I had the, you know, Instagram story
connected.
Posts connected. And it was just me like puffing it down like, ah, yo, New York legal weed, baby. Ah, ha, ha. And my mom being the strict Seventh-day Adventist woman she is.
Oh, man. And you're in braids. You got braids.
You know, I'm just out there being like, we outside. New York suck my dick.
I am ashamed and saddened to see that who you have become.
Oh, that hurt.
Funny.
Yeah.
But one day, My
your mom's gonna be accepting
yo,
of you.
First of all, Norm, we all know how talented, multi-talented.
Exactly.
You are, bro.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother.
You got that same thing Jamie Foxx got, bro.
Well,
and secondly, you know what I'm saying? You do be wilding down the street. but actually, yo, bro, we're the first ones where our parents could see everything we're doing at this age, bro.
Facts. Yeah.
They didn't have to deal with, yo, bro. None of that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if, like, my moms or, like, my pops had, like, Instagram and shit? I'd be thinking, like, yo, my daughter's going to be following me one day. Like,
bro.
Like, am I supposed to get off social media?
I blocked my mom on Twitter last week. My mom followed me. I was like, block? What are you doing?
Why does your mom have Twitter?
You see
right now, of all time?
Kevin Gates' daughter came out admitting that she eats ass, and he's like, I'm no more sex, so I'm done. Like,
No, but that's a fact, though. I never really even thought of that, because I remember looking through old photo albums and seeing, like, my mom in her party days before she found church. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah.
But her parents couldn't see that in Jamaica. She was living life up over here.
Yeah.
She knew she could get away with it.
They were free. They weren't under surveillance.
Exactly.
It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I stopped. What are you saying?
I was just saying how, like, I just forget my mom has my IG sometimes. But then she responds to a certain story. I'm like, so if you've seen this, then you probably saw
something else.
I get reminded every holiday.
Yeah, you probably saw that thing I posted yesterday. So
I say you gotta just, you know, rip the Band-Aid off.
You gotta know who you are.
Gotta know who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one Christmas I'll never forget.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to the store with my cousin. I'm smoking right here, nigga.
We're going for a walk.
I smoked on the porch, came back in, and she was just like, tell me why by the time I left that house, why did my mom go to the garage? She said, come with me. I'm going to give you something. Go to the garage. My mom's like, all right, before you leave, here. Gives me a bag of weed. When I mean a bag of weed, I don't mean like a Ziploc.
Have you smoked with your mom?
No, absolutely not. She won't smoke.
Man.
But she grows it for her pastor.
She grows it.
She grows it for pastor. And I'm like, what is pastor on? Does he have a bunch of church women growing weed for him?
Hey, maybe.
That sounds like a wicked show. That's all I'm saying. Might have to write the script.
Is he rich?
Absolutely not.
I was like, maybe he's selling it, you know?
That weed is trash. He's not selling out. That weed is garbage. My mom can't grow weed for shit. I love you, Mom.
If you make that show, you got to like take some Ozark influence in there.
Some Breaking Bad, right?
Dark. Yeah,
exactly,
Breaking Bad.
Exactly.
It'll be hard.
A pastor that's doing it
Let's
for all
the
right reasons.
Bro.
Let's
do that together.
I'm down.
That's lit. I love that. That's like an HBO type energy too, Craig.
Big facts. Sure. What was that show, Greenleaf? Was on about churches?
Greenleaf, yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
But we got to add violence and shit to it. That's the difference.
What you've been watching?
Greenleaf was dope.
I'm watching White Lotus right now.
Never
just finished first season. Mm-hmm. Unreal. Mm-hmm. Unreal. It was supposed to be a mini series show, so like one season. Mm-hmm. And it won so many Emmys, they just said, all right, we'll give you a second season.
I gotta take that in.
It's crazy good. It's all about a hotel called the White Lotus. But the second season is a different location of the White Lotus and different characters and shit happening there.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty wild. It's an amazing show.
It's like Fargo.
Exactly like Fargo. Great show, by the way. Go check that out.
Yeah, Fargo's dark, though, bro. I had to, like, in this era where you could binge shit, see, back, yo, you would watch one of those, like, once a week.
Yeah.
Now I'm sitting there watching, it's like,
every day, murder.
Completely
murder.
It's completely desensitized and, like, yo, my sleep at night. I'm like, why am I doing this?
That's why I can't watch, like,
I've been thinking
fighting
that too.
And get knocked out and shit. Like, I can't watch the head drop onto the ground.
Mm. Yeah.
Concrete, man comes, snuffs it against the curb. I'm like, how? Man, my mans will send me this. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
High school flashbacks, right?
Rod.com.
Yeah.
Dog, mans were in a group chat sending knockout videos, bro. And I'm just like, I can't do this, bro.
Yeah, it's wild.
I watch all the videos.
You're
like, if they send it to me, I'll watch it.
See why. This is, I'm like, I don't need to see why. I want to just see it.
You know? Like, it'll be on Instagram. Like, are you sure you want to watch it? And I'm like, yep.
Oh my God. Yes, I want to see this drive by.
If I see that gray screen,
I do that too.
If I see that gray screen, I swipe.
Yeah, no, more times I do that too. I'll start to be like, let me see.
And then when it gets too far, I'm like, all right.
I'm like, that's why they put the disclaimer. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, like sometimes I just need to see that it's real. Like I don't know why. Like I can hear that something happened.
That's interesting. Talk about that, please.
Like I can see that on Twitter they say X happened. You know, like there was a bombing and a bunch of people died. But I'll be like, did it really? And then I have to watch a video, and I'm sitting there and I'm taking it all in and being like, oh my gosh, this happened and look at this. Yeah. And it's like, why am I doing this self to me?
Because you're suspicious. I mean, me too. I feel like a lot of us are, or all of us are. We're suspicious of anything we read on the internet.
Yeah.
So just seeing the caption and seeing that, it's just like...
Not enough people are suspicious, actually. Not enough people are suspicious enough for me.
I see so many people are like, oh, like, stop. Like, stop posting these. Stop posting these videos. Like, we're being desensitized to it and stuff like that. Yeah. But I'm like, for me, when I actually watch it, that's when I'm really like, holy fuck.
How did that really happen?
How did this person?
What if it was separate? What if they just had, like, separate? What if there was, like a rating system on social media?
Yeah.
So, like, anything that's rated, like... R like that, you would have like a separate. You'd have like
a separate tab or subscription. Like
they'd probably do that for like.
The so one control, one no? for the normals and the others for that's the sickos.
Just,
right. Right.
Just need a sicko app for with a timeline. That's all you need.
Yeah, I mean we have hell, like there are some of those like that exist for sure.
I want to ask you before we get out of here. We've had you. Wow, it's been 45 minutes already. That's crazy. Freudian, right? Mm-hmm. And Daniel Caesar, you guys work in tandem a lot, right? Mm-hmm. How did that shift everything for a lot of the guys around? Because when you talk about a guy like Jordan Evans, for example, who is one of the most, he's up there with Oliver. With like when we were talking about people who need more respect in the city.
He executive produced that project, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, along with Matthew Burnett.
What did Freudian do for you guys?
Freudian is arguably one of the greatest bodies of work to ever exist.
Front to back. Facts. Yes. Front to back.
Point blank, period.
From the very beginning, it was just understood that all the ingredients were there to have that sort of moment. It would just take a commitment, discipline, and like real teamwork to make it a reality, you know? So many energies and perspectives and life experience went into that record. So, you know, achieving that creatively does one thing. Mm-hmm. And then obviously next to it, you have to mention its success, you know, commercially and independently as well. It completely... it was like, it's like Odyssey 2000 type. Like
I argue that it dropped, sparked it like, the R&B scene again.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Daniel is, you know, like he's an alien.
He's otherworldly like, for real. Not,
you know, he's the only one. There won't be like another one.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like those are just facts. Like, you know, regardless of how, you know, anybody feels about anything. Like
you guys did a very similar thing.
They both got kicked out of school. That's
there's that. But no, like I remember being on Twitter one day and Daniel tweets out, "Hey yo, I'm gonna be at Trinity Bellwoods. Come through if you want to just hear some music. I might play some new shit. Who knows?" So then you go to Trinity Bellwoods. We didn't know where it was. He didn't say where. It was kind of like a scavenger hunt, and like you. Walk up onto this. We saw this one part with like a couple cameras, and there's like a couple people sitting down.
Little Dunk Park area.
Yeah, I don't think it was that deep in. But we're walking up to it, and we come and sit down, and we're like, okay, this is dope. And it's just like a bench in front of us, and you're seeing people like literally just walk out of the bushes, like on their jogs.
No,
and
they
shit.
Drop. They drop coordinates. Yeah, it was sickos. They drop coordinates. That's so right, and then everybody pulled up, and it was like. It wasn't a show. It was like, to me, it was performance art.
It was deeper than that, even, bro. This is the bench the man slept on while he was homeless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're sitting here watching him with a life doing 180, and he's singing all these beautiful songs. And like it was the reason why it became so unreal to me was seeing people literally come out of bushes, bro. Like they're hearing the music. And it was like the Pied Piper, bro. People are just emerging out of
places.
But
the good version.
People are stopping their strollers. Their kids are stopping.
Yeah.
It was like 300 people all of a sudden. And then
it was like the scene from Wakanda with the those mermaid thingies in the water at the beginning, and they started singing, and people started jumping off the boat.
Yes, and the it was exactly like that.
Don't say that.
Oh shit!
It's nothing crazy though.
But you did something similar with the museum of the basement.
Yeah,
and having people come to see a place you said that you thought you were gonna die in, right? And just like, I don't know, there, it seems like with certain artists, they can capture a spirit of a moment, if that makes sense. Like Daniel in that park that day captured a spirit of a moment.
Absolutely.
And I feel like your museum did the same thing.
Yeah, it's like a closing of a chapter. It's like, it's closure.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a very sincere and genuine way of connecting with people that... fuck with what you're doing. You know, you get to bring really bring them into your world a degree further than, you know, just going on a streaming service and hearing the music. It's like, you know, you can see the space in which, you know, we existed. And that museum, I remember thinking I was going to run it for like a month, and then we ended up running it for like six or something.
Something crazy.
You know what I'm saying? We're in there, and yeah, it was... It was incredible. It was really
Man.
A lot of the people I met at that time too really ended up having an impact in my life. So you know, it's another good thing about stuff like that.
This guy turned his basement into a museum.
Those moments are beautiful though.
It's crazy, man.
It allows people to really connect with you and turn them into loyal followers, or not that's even followers. You don't even want to say followers, but
that's the thing about his
loyalist.
You do have a loyal herd. You may be the black sheep, but you're also the shepherd, bro.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I'm like actually a wolf in black sheep clothing, and like all of us are. Like, because the people that connect with me are like they're scrappy as fuck. You know, people remember me like with the single braids and like, you know, wearing the same pants every day and they falling apart. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so they connect to that because
you come a long way.
Yeah.
We have something called manifestation. What was it called again?
Manifestation moment.
More questions.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I just wanted to ask you real quick. What does Kanye mean to you? Now, because I know what he meant to you before you met him. What does he mean to you now? After you've worked with him, you guys are on
honestly,
a speaking
the songs,
level.
The songs don't make a difference, bro. If I never met this guy, it would have been like how I feel about Kobe. I never got to shake Kobe's hand, and that bothers me.
Yeah.
He did a lot for me.
Facts. Facts.
My big bro grew up in jail, so there was always a gap in my life. You know what I'm saying? So I went to YouTube to find... you know, those connects. And Ye was somebody I identified with early on. You know, and so if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even, like, probably be on this path. You know, so, you know, my relationship with him just, like, on a human level is that deep. And then, you know, musically, I mean, it's Ye. Like, he changed the game.
Facts.
And then politically, you know, like I said, like, I'm really not... into politics, period. Like, I feel like certain things that we discuss that are politics, you know, or political aren't actually, to me, political. Like when I think about, like, women's rights, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that's political. I feel like that's obvious. I feel like women should decide what happens with it. Like, that's, to me,
people
that's
make them political.
People make them political. When I think about, like, who you love and shit, I feel like you should love who you want to love. Like, to me, that's not political.
It seems
that's
like just, common sense for those
that's what
you
I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Like, there's just certain things.
And they
like,
make it such a big deal.
And I'm not saying everybody has to agree with it at all. You know what I'm saying?
It's just how you
could, like, not agree with it. You know what I'm saying? But, like, there's no reason why those two different thought can't exist peacefully, mm-hmm. you know, but if it's being built on a foundation that is just shit, bro. Yeah. Like, this, the world's built on shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's built off a foundation that's meant to separate, really.
Absolutely. There's just no way it's going to do... It's no way we're going to be able to find some actual lasting peace. You know what I'm saying? And so, again, that's why, like, me personally, I just, like, I don't subscribe to none of this shit. I feel like it's all a big fucking circus. I feel like politics is an even bigger circus than music. Facts. Which is crazy to think about. Facts. Which is actually kind of fucking like,
and they have our lives.
You niggas make the laws? Wait a minute. These are the people that make the laws, bro? Mm. Like, hold on. Like, this shit is more chaotic than, like, the entertainment industry, bro. Mm-hmm. Don't make no sense to me. So, again, I'm just like, two things I know for sure are promised, death and taxes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to pay. I'm gonna have to deal with both.
Yeah. Right.
So like, I don't even just fight it, bro. I live my life in the process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's just crazy.
At one point, I feel like you had a chip on your shoulder to be discovered, and now that chip on your shoulder is completely like, redefined.
Yeah. No, I was sort of entitled, bro.
People thought you had beef with Drake.
Well, I mean, I sort of did. Like, bro, I'm an artist from Toronto, bro, that's like trying to make it. There's no industry here. Mm-hmm. Like, when you think about it, right, I was like, yo, why hasn't any one of the Canadian labels, like, from like 2014, like, offered me like an actual deal where we can make some bread together? Mm-hmm. Like, clearly we can make some bread. Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous. And the thing is, I go like, yo, I just put out a record with Ye. Why didn't Six Buzz like post that? You know what I'm saying?
But I go,
yo, I'm not really like, I'm not entitled anymore to any of that, because at mm-hmm. one point I thought I needed that to keep going. Mm-hmm. And now exactly. I realize like, I just like, yo, like, does it check my boxes? Yeah, bet. Okay, good job. Let's go.
Yeah.
Go do something better now.
And like, entitlement will make you so bitter too, you know? Yeah, and you'll forget about the process and enjoy the moments.
And it's
you won't
hard,
do that
it's hard
anymore.
Because you get criticized for that shit. Like, you know, I have people like trying to criticize me like, yo, you know, I wasn't at Rolling Loud. And I'm like, yo, you think me not being at Rolling Loud is my mistake? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, hold on.
Yeah, that's
on
somebody
else.
The
one guy that has, like, actual, like, bro, it's documented, bro. Yes. Like, we actually get it. It's different. You know what I mean? Like, you think that's my... You don't think that's more like, wait a minute, we should probably, like, sit down, right, and, like, have a summit and, like, discuss the issues here mm-hmm. and actually put together an action plan and do some good for the city. Like, you know, we get artists get criticized all the time that they come from here and then they leave. But it's like, it's not that they leave. It's that, like, if they were here, you know, they're just going to be, like, drained. Like, they're just going to be used and, like beat up until they just don't want to do this shit
Facts.
No more. But when
mm-hmm.
they step out, they can create, you know, certain, you know, just things just open up. And I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, coming and leaving. But I do feel like, you know, when you leave, we shouldn't forget how difficult it is for people that are coming
Still
from here. That's like the disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people leave and then they like completely act like Draco act like he was getting out of here easily. It was so hard for him. He was like way overdue. He should have mm-hmm. been popping since comeback season. He was already one of the top five rappers alive at comeback season. And it was difficult for him to get through until the Wayne cosign came
yep.
in.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if it took Drake, who is now the greatest of all time, bro, to, like, have to go through Wayne, what
Those
are we
hurdles.
Saying for,
yeah.
like, everybody else that's super nice? Niggas don't even cosign like that anymore.
Facts. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
we the only ones doing it, nigga.
Yo, that's crazy. So, it's like, it wasn't no beef, but it was just like, yo, you're coming up, like, in the game, like, under LeBron. It isn't beef, but, like, he's definitely an inspiration. He's definitely
LeBron's
part
not
of the reason
forgetting
why,
Akron.
Yo, no, I mean just like I'm watching. I'm like a Ja Morant, or like I'm watching this guy, and I'm definitely like he's raising the bar, and he's pushing me to go and do more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like to me, he's LeBron. To me, Ye is Jordan, and I think you know I'm like a young Kobe still.
Mm.
You know, so I, like there's love, but there's also you know. It is competitive. I just don't use the same metrics that other people use. Like
right. People are intimidated by Kobe, though.
No.
Intimidated not only by his talent, But by his isolation.
And that's what I'm saying. That's something that I should definitely, like, if I were to critique myself fairly, that's something that I could definitely work on. I could definitely be more social and pop out. And
it's like, tough, though, man.
Nah, bro. I like that you're not.
Like, I don't. It's not that I don't like anybody. People, like, I don't pop out.
You in events, nigga. You move like Batman in events.
Yo, bro, that's just like, I'm from the deep end, bro. Like, yo, we used to have basement jams. Shit used to go crazy. This shit, I just learned that how I move at parties, bro. I'm not like...
Move like Batman, like,
I'm just like, I slide through, it's love, you know, and then I ghost, I'm out the party, you know what I'm saying?
Irish goodbyes.
But everywhere you go, you always bring the same people around you. You know what I'm saying? And it's your support group, your support system. And I'm just like, I don't feel like you need the validation from all those people around you other than the people you love and care for.
I just want people to feel my love, though, bro. I got a lot of love to give, like, for real. There's so much of that other shit. There's always, like, you know, who's the toughest nigga and the most gangster and got the most money. Like, okay, great, bro. I'm just going to pull up, show some love, you know what I'm saying? Go home to my very beautiful, personal, private life. You know what I'm saying? And be with my family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, just don't got to really commit to the other stuff. Like,
so why a lot of these blogs are very spooky and suspicious to me, man. Because, like, the people they choose to put at the forefront, like, when you realize the pattern, it's very, like...
Yeah.
Especially when they get to a certain, I'll say, number of, like, followers and engagement. The posts start looking a little different. And I'm like, are you in charge anywhere? It's just weird to me. It's all weird to me, but it's all speculation. Regardless.
Yeah, no, it's love, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know, people can post what they want, you know? At the end of the day, I don't feel entitled to none of this. I don't feel like anybody owes me anything. Like, when anybody listens to my music, I'm grateful. When anybody, you know, purchases my product or shares my work or says something nice, I'm grateful. But I don't live by that compliment either because I've seen what people actually cheer for.
Fickle,
too.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, again, it's really got to be a personal thing. And the day I wake up and I'm like, I don't want to do this no more, I'm not going to do it because I can't fake it. But every day I wake up and I'm like,
let's get
out of bed, bro.
You're the first artist I've seen tell his fans, don't promote me. Don't tell people that they're missing out.
The fewer, you know what they
don't
say?
Tell people that they, he's underrated.
They
don't say anything.
Say,
don't
yo,
argue
I
for
read,
me.
I read the fewer those that follow you, the more noble they are. Because the ones that are following you for you.
Facts. Mm. Your tribe.
Some people got a ton of followers. You go through their comments, and it's just like basically just disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's facts. Just like disrespect. It's like 70, 30.
Your comments are the exact opposite.
60 disrespect, like 20 spam, like, you know, those like the fake cam like profiles and shit. House of Highlights.
Your comments I see niggas in your comments going, I will follow you to Mars, sir.
It's a community.
When are we going?
Where are we going? I will follow you to Mars.
I'm really like after creating with God's algorithm, you know, or even if it's herdimmunity.info, that platform that's up right now, something that will have people subscribe to it. You know, my goal is 100,000 subscriptions, not a billboard number one. Now, if a billboard number one helps me get to 100,000 subscriptions to my platform,
sure,
great, so be it. But, you know, there are a million ways to get there. You know what I'm saying? So... you know, that's really my intention now. And I'm speaking that. I'm manifesting that because I will get that.
Whoa. So does that mean we're going to see more Sean Leon TikTok dances?
Look, I'm going to say this, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say this because I don't lie. I don't run my TikTok. But
somebody else does.
The team is, and I oversee it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they're developing a real affinity. Like, our shit going up on TikTok right now. Shout out to my social media manager.
One of you?
Shout out to you. Because that shit going up right now, and I don't even got to tap into it. But I do oversee.
That's the best,
it. And
you
I do
know.
See the love. You know what I'm saying? They do show me the love, but like I'm not subjecting myself to... How old are these kids on TikTok? I'm a grown man.
No, there's a lot of grown people on there.
They don't make no
sense. Yeah, there is. There
no,
is.
There are. I'm talking about, but like, I mean, like, for creators, for sure. But I mean, like, musical...
For the dances and stuff like that?
Musical, like some, like it's just like you can get an interesting demographic when you put out when you put out rap songs. So I'm gonna say that.
Yeah.
When you put out a rap song from time to time, you get an interesting mixture of people.
Yeah. Okay, so now's the real moment. We do this thing with people, our guests. It's called Manifestation Moments, and more than like 90%, your manifestations will come true. Mm-hmm. When you
we cannot guarantee that. That is not a guarantee by the Extra Gravy Corporation. Yes.
Oh, whatever. But it still happens. Okay.
That 90%.
So, yeah.
No, but it will though, because positive speaking yields results. Facts. Visualization is everything. You got to really close your eyes.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I think when I was like early 20s, I manifested interviewing you for something. So
really?
Look at this. We're here.
Wow, this is lit.
That was a minute ago.
We already have amazing energy in here. So,
it's going to happen. So what would you like to manifest other than the 100,000 subscribers? Because that's going to happen, period.
Thank you. Thank you, Alicia. I appreciate that. Short term, I just want an amazing, memorable, loving, and safe holiday with my family at home and everybody that I love. You know what I'm saying? And then long term, let me think.
You've done so many amazing things, so it could be hard.
Yeah.
I mean, just
getting started. Mm. I think I'd like to, like, I guess I'm manifesting a very fulfilling and long life, you know, sustained by a profitable, extremely profitable, an extremely, extremely lucrative business, you know, with the people close to me that I love, man.
Nice.
That would be perfect.
Yes.
If I only get one of those, one shot, one kill, that's perfect.
I mean, I do remember in Riot Club you mentioning, you know, one day you'll be on Kanye's radar and boom.
Yeah, for sure. Bro, I've literally visualized that. I remember riding shotgun with Jordan Evans and talking about visualization. And I remember closing my eyes and thinking, like, yo, one day I'm going to have a record with Ye. By the way, let me just clarify, like, fuck, I don't remember what I was going to say. but yeah, no, I remember that, bro. And there's other things that I see every single day, man. I see it clear as fuck, you know? And so if on the way there are people that don't agree, you know, if there are people that want to, like, you know, laugh at it or whatever, like, I get it. Like, they're looking at the shit like it's a circus. But for me, it's not about that at all, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Sean Leon.
Love y'all.
Maui Slim.
Yeah.
This bitch, make sure you guys go stream, burn everything.
Burn everything.
Yep.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Toronto. Big up the Six God. We love you. Big up the Weekend. I took my daughter to that concert, her first concert. She loved it.
Ooh.
She went to the bathroom. Her favorite song came on. She started crying because she was missing it.
Oh, no.
Shout out to Lamar. Yo, I got love for everybody, bro. Yo, shout out to every single Toronto artist that's like working on this shit. Next year is going to be a big year. Let's manifest that too.
Huge.
Let's manifest that too.
Yes, yes.
The energy.
I'm Marlon.
I'm Norm.
I'm Alicia.
And that was the Extra Gravy. Skrrt, skrrt!
Suck him out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.